At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Friday, May 19th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to go to the Boston Garden for the NBA Eastern Conference Finals Game 2 between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics, tipping off tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT. Currently, the Boston Celtics are listed as a 9-point favorite with a total of 215.5. Now, going into this matchup, a little bit of background. Miami Heat are up 1-0 in the series. We saw the Heat win outright 123-116 in Game 1 as an 8.5-point road dog. With Miami up 1-0, though, you're still seeing Boston as a big series favorite. So the market's still bullish on the Celtics here, despite being down 1-0 in the series. Boston opened the series as a minus 525 favorite to win the series. Now they're down to minus 210. Miami, by the way, is plus 170. We do have a new NBA title favorite after the Nuggets won again last night to go up 2-0 against the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. Denver is now the favorite to win the NBA title at plus 115. The Celtics, meanwhile, still have the second best odds. Plus 150, the Lakers plus 800, and the Miami Heat plus 900. So what have we seen for tonight's game? Well, believe it or not, the market is still bullish on the Boston Celtics, and so are the wise guys, even though the public is saying, you guys are crazy putting up these big numbers for the Miami Heat. You have 75% of bets taking the Miami Heat plus the points tonight. Now, how can you argue with the public? The Miami Heat were getting 8.5 in game one, and they won outright, so the public's saying, hey, this line's way too high. Take the points with Jimmy Butler and the Heat. However, what's notable to me is that the Boston Celtics at a couple shops actually opened as an 8-point favorite at home, and now they've been bet up to -9. So you got to take a step back and ask yourself, why on earth, number one, is this line higher than game one? Hopefully the Celtics don't act like the Bruins and lose here. Like the Boston Bruins let me down. But anyway, you gotta ask yourself and say, why is this line higher than game one when the Celtics lost outright? Doesn't that seem fishy? Doesn't that make absolutely zero sense? So the public, again, is running to the window as fast as they can to take the +9 here with the Miami Heat. However, this line moved to Boston. That's the most notable thing to me. Not just that this line is so high, and just from a, you can walk into a bar anywhere in America tonight, everybody's going to be taking Jimmy Butler and the points here. So just from a contrarian standpoint, this is the ultimate bet against the public play. With the Celtics here laying the points. I know it seems crazy. It seems high, doesn't it? But why is this line moving further to Boston? -8 to -9, even though 75% of bets are on the Miami Heat. Tells me that respected money is still bullish on Boston here, laying the points with the Celtics. They would have value as a contrarian favorite. Again, the public typically is inclined to bet favorites when they're going to put their hard-earned money down on a game. They're going to want to get their money behind the quote-unquote better team. So, you know, 9 times out of 10, public will want to bet a favorite. However, there are certain situations where the public loads up on a dog. And in these situations, it creates a trendy dog. When a dog becomes trendy, they become popular, and therefore they become a dog that you would like to bet against. So Celtics have great contrarian value. They're a trendy dog here with Miami, so I want to bet against that trendy dog. And just the, again, fishy standpoint of this line seems so high, doesn't it? If it looks too good to be true, how do you not take Miami +9 after they won outright getting 8.5? If it looks too good to be true, typically it is. Home favorites we have seen in the NBA playoffs do very well. They're 34-26 against the spread, 57%. The Celtics also would match that zigzag theory, where if you are a favorite coming off a loss, the next game you bounce back and you're 20-9 against the spread, 69% this postseason. So it's kind of notable to me again here that the Celtics are just so unpopular, and I get it. They let you down as a lot of bettors in game one, but it looks like respected money is still leaning Boston here, believe it or not, laying the points. So I'd lean to lay the points or nothing. There's just no way that I can go Miami Heat, even though it seems obvious. The obvious play doesn't always cash, and the Miami Heat getting 75% of bets. Why is the line so high? Why is it moving away from them? Looks to me like the Celtics are a sharp, fade the trendy dog play tonight here at the Garden. Now, what's also notable tonight is the total. We have seen some respected money go over here. This total opened at 214. It immediately got hit to the over, causing this line to rise up now to 215.5. So we've seen a full 1.5 move to the over. Some shops are even inching up closer to 216. So all movement and liability has been toward the over. Now the over is getting 82% of bets using our VSiN.com bet splits coming directly from DraftKings, but it's also taking into account almost 90% of the money. So kind of be pro and Joe bet split. Public's probably saying, hey, you know, the game one total flew over. I might as well take it again. And pros are saying, hey, there's value in that number. Maybe they had this capped around, you know, 216, 217 to start, which is why they hit that over 214 when this line first opened. You have a lot of great angles here for the over as well. Both teams are 9-3 to the over their last 12 games, and Boston is 4-2 to the over their last 6 at home. Miami is 9-1 to the over their last 10 on the road. So looking toward tonight, to me it's Boston or nothing. I'm leaning pretty hard Celtics -9, but I will be taking officially the Celtics over 215.5 with these great trends to the over. And also, I'm going to buy low on the series price here. Celtics open -450. They're down to -210. This might be your best number here to get the Celtics on the series price, buying low at -210. If they take care of business, and I can tell you one thing as a Celtics fan, when things are going well, this team can get a little bit, I don't know, arrogant, cocky, feel like they've already won, and that's when they let you down and lose game one. But when their back's against the wall, they usually typically come out and play well here. So this is a spot to me to back the Celtics in a bounce back situation. But I'm going over 215.5. I'm going to buy low on the series price -210. If they win tonight, which again, big spread they're expected to, that -210 is probably going to tick up closer to -250, -300 as we look toward the next game here. So leaning Celtics spread, officially I'm on the over 215.5, and I am going to buy low on the Celtics -210 series price for tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time on TNT for game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, now let's look toward the Major League Baseball slate here for tonight with 15 games across the market, and I'm going to go to an early game here. This is your 6:35 p.m. Eastern Time showdown in Pittsburgh between the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Currently, we have the Arizona Diamondbacks listed as a -180 road favorite with the Pittsburgh Pirates a +165 home dog, and the total in this game is 7.5. Now, going to this matchup, the D-backs are 25-19. They just took 2 of 3 at the Oakland A's, winning 5-3 on Wednesday as a -150 road favorite. Similarly, the Pirates, 23-10. They just won 2 of 3 at the Tigers, winning 8-0 on Wednesday as a +145 road dog. So for tonight's series opener, Arizona is going with righty Zach Gallen, who's 6-1 with a 2.35 ERA. And Pittsburgh is going to counter with Johan Oviedo, who's 2-3 with a 5.14 ERA. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, a lot of steam here hitting the Arizona Snakes, causing the Snakes to open around -160. Now they're all the way up to minus 180. When I wrote about this game in the Sharp Report, you can find it on VSiN.com and in the VSiN newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. I highly suggest you sign up and get all this great analysis sent to your inbox every morning for myself and all my colleagues at VSiN. But they actually opened, when I went to bed, they were minus 175. Now they're minus 180. So this line continues to steam up in favor of the Snakes. Snakes are getting currently 69% of bets, but almost 75% of the money, telling us we have kind of a prone Joe bet split here. Still some low bets, higher dollars in favor of Arizona. Also, some system matches on Arizona. Non-division favorites off a win are 153-90 this year, 63%. And here's my other angle. It's one of my favorite systems. Typically, you see it a lot on Fridays. But it's when both teams had the day off the previous day, which is the case here. Take the favorite. Very simple, but it's 40-22, 65% this season. Arizona really going to bank on two things. One is the pitching matchup. Zach Gallen has been fantastic. 2.35 ERA. And then also the bats of Arizona. They're hitting 270 versus just 242 for Pittsburgh. Arizona also has some correlative betting value as a favorite and a kind of a bigger favorite now in a low total game, 7.5. So the fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely to come from that better team. And also looks like there's some under liability. Total open at 7.5. A lot of books, or at least a couple, I see are 7.5 under minus 115. Signaling some liability to that under. So we have a line move to the Snakes here. A lot of good system matches. Good pitching advantage on paper. Hopefully it bolds true here in real life. Then also better bats. And I love that both day off take the favorite system. So I'm going Snakes here. I bet them last night at minus 175. Currently now you're looking at the Snakes around minus 180 at 6:35 p.m. Eastern time tonight in Pittsburgh against the Snakes with a big NL showdown. The NBA and NHL playoffs are the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
Well, for Josh's Sweats, I already gave away a couple of them. I am leaning hard Boston -9, but officially I am on the over 215.5 for this game. Celtics this year, again, great offensively, not quite as good as they were last year with Ime Udoka defensively. We have seen both these teams 9-3 to the over their last 12. Again, Miami 9-1 to the over their last 10 on the road. Heavy bets and dollars on the over, and the total has steamed up 214 to 215.5. So I'm on that over 215.5, and I'm also on the series price. Going to buy low on the minus 210. It feels high, right? How can you buy low on a minus 210? But remember, they open minus 450. Minus 525 in this series. So if they win this one, could be a good series price if that thing rises right after this game. So I'm on the over, I'm on the series price, and I'm leaning hard on Boston -9. And then also going to go with the Arizona Snakes, just talked about them, but love that system match, both day off. Both had the day off take the favorite, 69% this year. And then, of course, we also have, 65% this year. And then also we have a good sharp steam move to Arizona, which continues to rise. So I'm on the Snakes. Again, minus 180 now is the current price. And then one more for you. Going to go to a late game showdown here at 9:38 p.m. Eastern time on the West Coast. We're going to Los Angeles, the Minnesota Twins at the LA Angels. I'm going to go Minnesota Twins here. The Twins are a minus 125, minus 130 road favorite. We have the LA Angels are on a plus 115 home dog. Total is 8.5. But in terms of this matchup, Twins 24-10. They just lost 2-3 on the road at the Dodgers. They lost 7-3 on Wednesday as a plus 115 road dog. Meanwhile, the Angels are 23-20. They just split a four-game series at the Orioles. They won 6-5 on Thursday as a plus 145 road dog. Pitching advantage here tonight looks like it's with Minnesota. That's a big reason why I like the Twins here. Joe Ryan, got to check his Cy Young odds. This kid's been really good. 6-1 with a 2.16 ERA. LA is going to counter with Reed Detmers, the lefty, who's 0-3. With a 4.89 ERA. So we've seen some respective money hit the Minnesota Twins here. They open at around a minus 115, minus 120 home favorite. And now we've seen Minnesota get steamed up now to minus 125, minus 130. So about 10, 15 cents of steam in favor of Minnesota, telling us those bigger, sharper wagers are laying the chalk at a pretty short chalk price here with the Twinkies. Minnesota's getting 66% of bets, but 74% of the money, indicating kind of, slight public here, but also some big sharp support. Non-division road favorites this year, like Minnesota are 102-69, 60%. Then also a rest advantage for the Twins. The Twins were off yesterday. Meanwhile, the Angels had to play in Baltimore. So the Twins have that rest advantage, rest versus tired, you know, an extra day of rest, get your position players a day off their feet. You get to push back your pitching staff and your bullpen gets an extra day of rest versus a team like LA who had to play in Baltimore, has to go cross country and now has to play the next day against the Twinkies here. So rest versus tired in favor of the Twins. Also Minnesota, they're 20-9 as a favorite this season. And Ryan, who I just mentioned, has an ERA of 1.00, minuscule, in 3 May starts. So I'm back in the Twinkies, got the Twins at minus 125. But that about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Friday, May 19th. But reminder, if you're looking for more VSiN in your life, highly recommend signing up for our free newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email, hit submit, and then boom, you're now on our listserv, which means you'll wake up every day moving forward to great sports betting content, letting you know all the big games that day, all of our expert analysis and breakdowns, and in particular, not just what's going on in the market each day, but what's going on at VSiN as well. You'll get promos for legal sports books, a lot of great insights, links to all of our podcasts and articles. So give it a shot. Sign up vsin.com/newsletter. And did I mention it's free? How do you turn down something that's free? But then also, we'd love for you to become a member, vsin.com/subscribe. Only $9.99, $10 for your first full month of service. When you sign up, you'll get everything we offer. All the articles behind the paywall, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, the great DraftKings percentages, and most of all, those best bet picks sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day from all the guests and the hosts at VSiN. That's vsin.com/subscribe. Of course, stay tuned to VSiN and the betting market by following us on social media. You can follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Friday. We'll be back later today with the Market Insights pod at around 3 o'clock. Remember, no podcasts for morning bets over the weekend, but I will be pumping out the Sharp Report. So if you're looking for some breakdowns for some weekend sweats, you can always sign up for the newsletter and get that every single morning, including over the weekend. But enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll be back at it Monday. But enjoy the sweats. And as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets today and every day, because that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone. Have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.